This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I gave you the answer to yesterday's impossible question. Real quick, let me throw you out today's impossible question. Answer this on the RushToReason.com website. What is the world's largest desert? And I'll just give you a hint. It's not what you think. Again, answer that on the RushToReason.com website. Weston Eimer joining us now. Weston, what's up, sir?
Oh, just living the dream. How about you?
I'm good. What is your official title in the capacity of what you're going to talk about to us with Bank Your Vote?
Yes. So my official title is Youth Advisory Council Member to the Republican National Committee.
Perfect. All right. So given the fact that's what you're doing, what is Bank Your Vote?
Yeah. So Bank Your Vote launched yesterday. This is the initiative brought forth by the National Republican Party, so the RNC, and Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. It's partnered with the National Republican Senatorial Committee and Congressional Committee. The goal is to legally ballot harvest, ballot chase, and secure our elections going into 2024.
So explain how all this will work for the folks that are out there listening. There's a website, by the way, bankyourvote.com, just like it sounds. Just spell it out. That is the website to go to. So explain how this works, you know, sort of the back end of it, Weston.
Yeah, so in 2022, the Republican National Committee ran the largest election integrity operation to protect your vote. We had over 80,000 Republicans serving as poll watchers and poll workers across the country. And with Bank Your Vote and Protect Your Vote rolling out, so there are two websites, bankyourvote.com and protectyourvote.com.
Okay.
Visit those websites to learn more. But with those programs rolling out from the RNC, the election integrity operation will be supercharged in 2024. They'll have a larger team, grassroots leaders, paid leaders, lawsuits, all sorts of stuff. But the main mission of Bank Your Vote and Secure Your Vote is going to be that this program will leverage every facet of the RNC. It will leverage digital and data, the ground game, election integrity department, which is now a new department at the RNC, not a part of the political department as it was before. Also will provide strategic messaging advice and basically leveraging every piece that the RNC has to wage political warfare is going to be used on these two programs. So the goal is to promote early voting, absentee voting, and all of those things before Election Day voting. So there will be strategic targeting up to 3 months before ballots even drop to you, encouraging you to get an absentee ballot, vote early, vote often, those kind of things.
Okay, so for those that are listening, they're thinking, okay, well, how does this really help me? I vote anyways. I don't like voting early. In fact, I'd rather vote a little bit late because I don't want to give the other party any kind of an advantage so that, you know, because if they start seeing some of the tallies of what's coming in, because that's the mentality that's out there, Weston, is I'm not going to vote early. I want to wait and vote kind of last day. Why should they use this versus doing what I just said?
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And that is a concern that the RNC has heard and we understand. And what we are kind of showing to everyone is the numbers don't lie. The Democrats consistently beat us in the pre-election day vote consistently every cycle.
Yes, they do.
And we don't have enough election day votes to make up their pre-election day votes. And that's why we're losing in these key battleground states.
I agree.
So the goal of this mission to encourage you to bank your vote is to cast that pre-election day vote, and then we can see, just like the Democrats do. I mean, the Democrats do this all the time, and that's how they're stealing these elections, is they see the ballot return rates that you get in the weeks leading up to the election. And if they see that they're trailing the Republicans, they go, okay, we need to push for more people to turn in ballots. The same thing is going to happen with the RNC now. If we see we're trailing in the ballot returns, we are going to call and send messages and send mailers and knock on your door.
Now for once, we're going to be strategic in how we vote?
We are going to be strategic.
Thank you. Finally, Weston. Exactly. I mean, this to me is a game changer on our side, because basically we're going to now equalize the balances, if you would, because the other side's been doing this for a very long time.
Exactly. And the other piece of this is, you know, people will be like, well, I don't want to vote before Election Day. I want to vote on Election Day.
Okay. Sorry, well, I'm afraid to say, Weston, those days are gone.
I agree.
I'm sorry.
And the other piece that we're telling them is, look, which would you rather do? Vote early or get like a dozen ads, a dozen mailers, a dozen phone calls, and a dozen text messages?
Yeah, and one of the things that I've promoted in the past, Weston, because I know enough about how the internals of this work, and when you wait until the last minute, what that does is it takes away resources that could be calling people that really haven't voted and may not vote at all. We're wasting those on people that are just holding their ballot until the last minute, correct?
Exactly. And it's a waste of the RNC's finances, and it's a waste of our energy, because we don't want to be bothering you guys that are going to vote. And so the encouragement is just get out and vote right away as soon as you can. As soon as you receive that ballot, fill it out and drop it off. Bank that vote. And this program is going to help ensure that. And
really quick, Weston, what kind of negative pushback have you received, or is everybody pretty much in favor of this?
Really, I mean, the pushback has been quite positive on social media, and the one piece that I would have noticed recently personally is a lot of people are saying, well, Scott Pressler is already out here pushing this. The RNC is a day late and a dollar short. And I obviously can't speak to the RNC of why they delayed this, but I can tell you that they have been working on this for many months. This has been a conversation going on at the national committee level for several meetings, and now it's finally rolling out. They've got a strategic plan to get it out, and, you know, encouraging everybody that we see and talk to go online, register at bankyourvote.com, pledge your vote early, and guarantee that happens.
Okay. Any risk of them doing that? In other words, is this going to be something where the Democrats can get into the backside of what we're doing and figure out where we're at? And if they think for a second that we're ahead of them, all of a sudden they start flooding the ballot box. What are your thoughts there?
I mean, unfortunately, the Democrats are going to cheat, and they're going to try and meander their way into every election that they possibly can. We've seen that over the past several years. And what I can tell you is, I mean, as I said earlier, the RNC had 80,000 Republicans serving as poll watchers and election day workers, and that number is going to double, if not triple, when we come to this next election. And that's separate from what the state parties have been doing, and the county parties and stuff like that. So realistically, the goal is to have the RNC on standby to file lawsuits against, like, any type of election malpractice, and then, as well as that, have people there counting those ballots in the room, making sure that the Democrats can't throw away ballots, can't do anything like that. And the other positive thing to look at here is this eliminates the need for provisional ballots. So let's say you do cast your vote on Election Day. In many states, that vote is considered a provisional ballot if you have received a mail-in ballot. So those votes aren't counted until hours, if not days, after the election has been called. Right. So this eliminates that problem from day one, because then there's no need for those provisional ballots as well.
OK, so lots of upsides. I see, frankly, just looking at this from, you know, a high level, Weston, I really don't see too many negatives in this. I really can't see where people would want to push back. I guess, again, the only thing I could think of would be somebody saying, listen, hey, I want to wait and vote on the actual election day. In fact, I want to go in and actually vote in person. You know, I guess knock your socks off if that's what you want to do. But I don't think when it's all said and done, you're helping the cause by doing so.
Exactly. And the other piece that I'd like to say here is, I mean, I've been talking to the counties here in Colorado, and I'm making the rounds next week. I'm speaking in Douglas County and Arapahoe County, and I'm also tentatively speaking in Jefferson County as well about this initiative. And what I'm hearing from some of these counties is they're like, well, we're doing our own election operation. We're doing all of these things already. We don't want the RNC coming in and taking all the credit. And what I'd like to say to those naysayers out there is the RNC isn't trying to take credit. We're trying to lend a helping hand here, where we have the resources, we have the finances, and we have the ground team in place already to make sure this happens. And it's going to be used in these municipal elections and these special elections in 2023. So we're going to work out the bugs then and make sure that it's all fine and dandy and ready for 2024.
The other thing I would say, too, is if folks really want to get on the bandwagon and help with a lot of this, become one of those 80,000 you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. And
right.
We don't want infighting over this. And you're exactly right. I mean, they can sign up and going to bankyourvote.com and signing up, or protectyourvote.com and visiting that website as well, making sure you get all the information you possibly can out of those two platforms. And that is how we're going to be able to reach out to you. And obviously the Bank Your Vote website right now is just like a pledge your vote thing. It's not, there's not a lot of info on there right now. I can tell you that's coming out in the next month.
Okay.
As it's like a 6-phase rollout here of this program. So give us some time, but just know that we are rolling it out. It is happening. We've heard your calls at the RNC for election integrity and so on and so forth. And we're ready to fight. We're ready to stand in the trenches with you and fight for election integrity.
Weston, appreciate all that you do, by the way, and proud of what you've done from, you know, you've been coming really around here and around me since you were, you know, 13, 14 years of age. And you're just proud of the young man that you've become, Weston. I mean that.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. And just a little side note as well. I do also work at the Colorado Republican Party now, and we are fully on board with this program. So feel free to reach out to us at the state party with any questions you have. My info is pretty readily available as well. So feel free to reach out if y'all have any questions. And thank you for your kind words, John. I appreciate it. You've been a good friend for many years, and happy
well,
I got
I appreciate
you.
And give me that info that you've got where you want people to reach you specifically. Send me that. I'll put it in our show notes so folks can have that later tonight.
Sounds good. Thanks,
all right,
John.
Weston.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Man. Appreciate you very much. And good information, by the way. So bankyourvote.com or protectyourvote.com. Go to either one of those. And, yeah, we talk about this a lot. And, yeah, I'm on board with this. We need to continue to make this known, and we'll keep talking about it. I'll have Weston back on again in the future. So believe me, we'll keep talking about this in the future. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and he wants to help you with all of your mortgage needs. And I say it a lot, but I mean it. If you're self-employed and you've always struggled when it comes to the mortgage end of things, give Kurt a call today, 720-895-0500.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority, whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy down, or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Regulate your home's temperature this summer with a quiet, cool system. You can get that at Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Find them at klzradio.com.
Your quiet, cool, whole house fan uses 90% less energy than running an air conditioner and saves you money on your energy bill, making it a win for your wallet and for the environment. Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air is your source for quiet, cool technology. During the summer, an air conditioner costs you a fortune. You can pull heat out of your home and enjoy a summer breeze indoors with a quiet, cool, whole house fan and let your AC run far less. The U.S. Department of Energy calls the technology the most cost-efficient way to cool your home. So don't sweat your way through this summer or pay a fortune to run your AC. Get your whole house fan installed with Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air. When you mention that you heard this ad on KLZ, you save $300 on a quiet, cool, whole house fan installation. Go to klzradio.com/absolute or call 720-526-5000. 800-288-0231 to schedule your installation today.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
High Five Plumbing, again, for all of your water that's coming into the house, internally in the house, and what exits as well, including drainage. High Five Plumbing can help you with all of that. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
High Five Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. High Five can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have High Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a waived service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call High Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
Setbacks resolve. No need to worry at all. Call High Five to this. Call High Five to this.
Premier Home Remodels, 10% off right now when you call the month of June. Transparent pricing, and they will take you from beginning to end with a full warranty as well. Again, find them at klzradio.com.
Premier Home Remodels affords you the ability to remain in the home you love by turning your current home into your dream home. Premier knows your home is your biggest investment, and they want you to benefit from the equity and smart decision you made when you purchased it. As inflation rises, the cost for material and labor rise too. The value of your home will be retained and even grow if you act now to make improvements you need before remodeling prices get out of hand. Premier knows that waiting to remodel means you won't be able to meet the ever-changing needs of your family. Whether you need more interior living space, a mother-in-law suite, or beautiful outdoor living area, Premier can create these for you at today's prices, before inflation cuts into your budget anymore. Take advantage of the growing value of the Colorado housing market by making a smart investment in your home today. Receive 10% off your remodel this month with Premier. Go to klzradio.com/remodel and let Premier turn your home into the ideal home for you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Most of you probably have heard the news. If not, I'll give you an update. Pat Robertson passed away today. He's 90, was 93. I could say even he is 93 because he's with the Lord now. Founded the ACLJ, Christian Broadcasting Network, of course, which is what most people probably remember him by. Also, Regent University in Virginia and the Christian Coalition. So everybody may have not necessarily agreed with Pat on every single thing that he did. Oh, that's right. He ran for president once, too. Thank you, Charlie. I forgot about that. So, you may not have agreed with every single thing the man did. That was me. There's very few people that I agree with every single thing they do. So nothing wrong with that. But did he do a lot of things for the Christian community, even in a political way and in teaching and training and so on? Yeah, absolutely. Got to give credit where credit's due. So, yes, our prayers, of course, would go out to his family. Not that 93 is a young age, but anymore, is it really old, Charlie? I don't know. I know a lot of folks that are in that age group that are doing just fine. So, anyways, Pat Robertson, yes, passed away today at age 93 and really was on tour and did a lot of things, Charlie just told me a moment ago, until he was 91. So that's quite an accomplishment, quite a life that he lived, a fulfilled life, by the way. And again, he did a lot of things for the Christian community. So, all right, switching gears. This one will be a little different because it has nothing to do with Pat Robertson. Although some of the people in this article that I read from the Wall Street Journal, you would think have died, even though they haven't. And this is a story about farmers. We talk a lot about insurance because I've got a couple of insurance sponsors. No Farmers is not one of them. But the new CEO of Farmers has now said that employees can't work remotely after all. And some of them are revolting. He wants any corporate employee, and I think, Charlie, I read there's like 20,000 of them. So this is not a small number of people. On a nationwide basis, Farmers has corporately about 20,000 workers, if my memory is correct, 22,000 to be exact. Sorry, 22,000. And this new CEO wants them to at least be in the office 3 days out of five. So he's saying, you know, you can work from home for a couple of days, but I want you in the office at least 3 days. He, like Andy and I, have said numerous times, they're lacking collaboration and working together when no one is together. And folks, I've said it numerous times and I'll keep saying it. You cannot get the same collaboration out of a Zoom call. I'm sorry. It's just not the same. Period. I would go as far as to say you can get a lot of collaboration done in a phone call as long as it's a one-on-one type phone call. I mean, I coach a lot of different businesses, and I don't meet every one of them in person. In fact, the majority of them I do over the phone. I'm one of those guys that still picks up the phone and talks and does that. I know I'm unique. A lot don't. I spend a lot of time each week on the phone. Numerous hours. I spend as much time on the phone as I do talking all of you on air. And that's not a joke. I spend literally as much time on the phone with clients as I do talking to each one of you every day for 3 hours a day. I will tell you that even when I've had conference-type calls where sometimes I'll have to have two different clients, or you know, maybe it's even a husband and wife, and I'll have them on the phone, and it's a three-way call, they're not the same. And those people I know will tell you exactly, they will tell you the same thing. It's just not. Now, do I make it work, and can we get through that? Yes, we do. But it's never the same as a direct one-on-one call, even when I may be talking to two other individuals on the other end of the phone that are in the same room together. It's still one phone line. It's like, for example, when I have Dr. Kelly on and I don't allow phone calls to come in and talk to Dr. Kelly directly. Occasionally, I'll have a guest and I'll let somebody call in and we'll have a three-way conversation. Those never go well. Even Charlie is looking at me saying, no, they don't. It's why you'll very rarely even hear me interview more than one person at a time, because there's times where I'll have somebody from a organization where they'll want to put two people on the call at the center, on the interview at the same time. It doesn't work very well. I'll just tell you that straight up. It's confusing. You're kind of trying to figure out who's saying what and when. What you know, there's always these awkward pauses where you're waiting for the other person to say something. In my world, I have to say specifically, hey, Joe, say XYZ, or hey, Lisa, you know, what about blah, blah, blah? Otherwise, it's just this convoluted mess when you're talking. It's the same way when we do Zoom conference calls. Unless everybody's muted, and frankly, when that happens, it's a total disaster, because when everybody's muted, you're going to leave the room. I'm sorry, you're vacating. Even if you're there physically, mentally, you're not there. You're zoned out. You're like a five-year-old at church. The pastor's speaking, you ain't hearing, you're coloring. You got your matchbox car out running it on the pew. You are not paying any attention. I'm being honest. That's what happens in Zoom calls when you're not a part of the conversation. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. You guys have even seen some of the funny videos that have been made about people that do Zoom calls and what it's actually like. It's a disaster. I don't care what anybody says. That technology, to this day, still is not good. Now, maybe this whole new Apple, Charlie, what's the new glasses they've come out with? What's that goofy thing called? EyeSight? Is that what they're calling it, I think? EyeSight? The goggles? I think they're calling it EyeSight. Don't quote me. Somebody look that up. Charlie, look it up. And I think I remember that, Charlie, because I think they may end up with some trouble if, in fact, they're calling it EyeSight. They may end up with troubles. Apple. I think their new goggles are called EyeSight, or there's something about it with EyeSight being involved in it. Now, side note, will Vision Pro, but somewhere they have EyeSight in that description. I don't know where that's coming in. I'll have to research that, Charlie, and find out. Here's where they may end up running into some problems. If I'm not mistaken, Subaru has already sort of coined the phrase eyesight because that's what's on their cars for their sort of quote-unquote early stages of autonomous driving. If you order a Subaru and you want some of the lane departure and braking and, you know, all of the automation that's there, Subaru calls theirs eyesight. And I saw an article the other day on Apple and their Vision Pro where they've got a little eyesight name associated with it, and that may end up being a problem for them. Anyway, side note. Vision Pro from Apple is supposedly going to give you the ability to do conference calling like Zoom, other than it feels like you're all in the same room. I know it's weird, but that's how they're going to do it. Now, if that really becomes mainstream and you could be physically, you know, or virtually, not on a stupid Zoom screen, but virtually through a set of goggles talking to one another, that may very well be a game changer, and that may change what I'm talking about. But as of right now, because these new goggle things, Vision Pros, aren't even out yet, and they're going to be expensive. It's like $3,500 a goggle. They are a game changer, though. If you want to know anything about them, just go look it up. It's on Apple's website, and they're pretty slick. But anyway, side note. Until something like that becomes readily available, Zoom meetings stink. They're awful. Now, when I come back, I will try to do this as compassionately towards these workers as I can, although I don't have a lot of compassion for people that work remotely. I'm just saying, folks, I'm sorry, I just don't. I'm one of those folks that still believes in collaboration and working one-on-one. It's why I right now, and Charlie knows this, I have enough technology at home with everything I own. I could literally do this program from home daily. No problem. I have enough technology to do that. Now, if I lived in another state, would I do it that way? You wouldn't have any choice. But given I can drive here and drive home at night, and yes, it's a hike some days, especially with rush hour traffic. But to me, being in this studio, talking to all of you, and being able to see Charlie, my engineer, and anybody else that we would have in here at the same time, there's an advantage to that over me doing it from home. All through COVID, I drove in. So did Charlie. We were both here every single solid day, 6 days a week. It was actually kind of nice because there were no cars on the road. But side note, it's not that way any longer. The reason why we both did that was because I felt there was a lot more value and being here every day with Charlie and collaborating and do the things that we do every day on air than it was to be at home. And I could have stayed home. So could Charlie. We both had the gear, the equipment to stay home and do our jobs. But both of us felt the need to be here. Now, not bragging, because there were others that did that as well that came in. Although, Charlie, in our world, when it comes to broadcasting, very few did. Even TV broadcasters set up things in their basements and in their living rooms and so on. And very, very, very few people were in studio. In fact, I'll go as far as to say this, and Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong. There are still radio broadcasters today that are doing it from home, that have not come back into studio. All the traffic reports, by the way, are done that way. Now, you can agree or disagree with all of that. I'm just telling you, I personally feel you cannot replace that one-on-one contact that you get when you come into an office or to a, you know, into work and can be able to talk to one another. It's just not the same. Now, a one-on-one phone call, does that work? Yeah, in a lot of cases it does. Problem is, these remote workers, they're not even doing that. It's usually some sort of a teleconference call, a Zoom call, whatever the case may be. I'll come back and talk about what some of these workers are upset about from farmers. Again, this is farmers. 22,000 employees are now going to have to be back in the office at least 3 days a week. I'll talk about some of what they have to say in a moment. Golden Eagle Financial, which again, this is one of those areas I think you need to meet somebody face-to-face. That is your financial advisor. That's Al Smith. He'll meet you face-to-face and help you with everything you have going on in your world when it comes to your finances. Call Al today. You can find him at klzradio.com.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial is the coach you must have to prepare your retirement for any contingency. For more than 30 years, Al has seen retirement plans interrupted by the need for long-term care, sudden unexpected emergencies, divorce, or many other things that can stop you from enjoying your retirement. Al Smith knows that there's a 50% chance that you'll need long-term care at some point during your retirement, and a 25% chance that the care will be for longer than a year and a half. These statistics are why Al works so hard to make sure that you're prepared for whatever comes your way. Al also knows that people often don't consider these events until it's too late to overcome them. Be informed and prepared for a successful, enjoyable retirement. Use Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Don't wait any longer. Schedule a short introduction at klzradio.com/money to strategize your retirement dream. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. A registered investment advisor, BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair, anything you need for your vehicle, they are the dealership alternative and want to help you as you head through summer and even get ready for, you know, whatever vacationing, traveling, whatever you're going to do, they're there to help you. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Summer is time for graduations, road trips, and car problems. You can rest easy because AAA certified Extreme Auto Repair offers free pre-trip vehicle inspections for you and your family's safety. During the spring and summer, when temps fluctuate, the parts on your car expand and retract, making them lose grip on the parts to which they connect. This can mean that your vehicle may run fine on your way out of town, but you could be in big trouble down the road. Batteries lose charge in extreme hot or cold temps. Brakes can lose grip under the increased strain, fluids can get backed up or coagulate, belts, hoses, and the cooling system need inspected. Any number of other things could go wrong. Extreme Auto's ASE-certified master mechanics will advise you on anything that they see that looks questionable and recommend fixes to you with no pressure or obligation to fix the problem there. An appointment is needed for the inspection, so head over to klzradio.com/extreme or call them at 303-841-1071 to schedule yours today.
K&R Home Transitions, as I said earlier, two realtors for the price of one, and they can help you really take the stress out of buying and or selling, and their re-up program gives you the ability to sell your home at a much higher value. Ask them how that works. 720-437-8210.
You're stuck. You need to sell that house. Inflation means a remodel is going to cost a fortune, and high interest rates means your price is spiraling by the day. K&R Home Transitions uses a revolutionary new service called ReUp to do it all for you. ReUp will remodel your home at no upfront cost and split the profit with you when the home sells. Think about it. Sure. You could remodel the place yourself, put in the work, hire and pay the contractors, clean the messes, and market it online yourself. But your time is valuable, and you don't have months to do it and foot the bill for the work up front. You want your place sold now and for what you feel it is worth. K&R knows your market. They know what sells, and they can be a one-stop shop so you can go about your life without worrying about the stress that comes with doing a remodel to sell. Get started now by going to klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Okay, back to this whole revolt, I guess you could say, and I don't know how many of the farmers' employees will be revolting. Their complaint, which while I'm trying to be as sensitive as I can, their complaint is they made significant lifestyle changes in regards to the first policy where they could work from home. Some sold their cars, others expanded their home offices, some moved their families to new cities, some actually moved relatives in so they could take care of, you know, elderly parents, so on and so forth. Now, none of these folks talked to me because I would have advised them that until you know This is going to be something that is lasting. I mean, you're right now in the middle of some transitional things that are going on. You know, like it or not, these things happen during COVID. I don't like it, frankly. I think we handled it, as you all know, handled it completely opposite of what we should have. Shouldn't have done remote working at all. Shouldn't have done any of the things we did through COVID. The distancing, the masking, the nonsense. Shouldn't have done it. Should have protected the elderly and let everybody else go about their business on a day-to-day basis. That's what we should have done. We didn't. But even during all of that, and I was talking about this during all of that, I was probably one of the few people in media saying, this is not going to work, remote workplace. This will end. This can't stay this way because only a small number of individuals can actually make this work in their life. And companies will soon start to realize they're not as productive and profitable as they could be if these people were in the office. I predicted this. Again, I didn't have a crystal ball. It was just common sense. You can't do this forever. And guess what? Forever has ended. So these people that went out and created whole new lifestyles because of remote working, shame on them, by the way. You could have looked to the future just a teeny bit and said, I wonder what things are going to be like once this all ends. Will I have to go back into the office on a routine basis? In fact, what if my boss calls me back and I decide I'm not going back? What am I now going to do for income? How am I going to feed my family? How am I going to provide? Now, some of these individuals, which is good, decided to homeschool kids instead of sending them back to public school because they were now home. Okay, I get that. Great. Fabulous. I'm not upset with that at all. But you had to think through this process and understand that if, in fact, my company, where I was in an office on a daily basis, decides to call me back, how's that going to work for me? And as is typical for people, they didn't think that far ahead. So now there's worker outrage at Farmers. More than 2,000 comments have been posted on their internal social media platform. Most of them are negative or crying. They're angry emojis. And it's frankly ridiculous. I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of sympathy. You had to have known this was going to end. Some have called for unionizing. Well, yeah, there's the answer. Let's go down that path. Like that's going to change anything. Some have been prepared to or are preparing to quit their jobs. You know what? That is your prerogative. If you went to a at-home job, you know, a work remotely at-home job, and you now don't want to go back to the office because you enjoy working from home, then quit and find another one that'll let you do that then. You have that freedom. No one is handcuffing you to your desk at Farmers. If you want to do something different, more power to you. Have at it. As you can tell, I don't have a lot of sympathy for this. I'm trying to, but I don't have a lot because, again, to me, this was pretty simplistic. The pandemic will end, which, as we talked to Dr. Kelly in the last hour, has been over now for quite some time. Companies are figuring out, hey, wait a minute, we're not really, you know, I'm not getting the things I need in the company like I once was. We're not having the profitability that we once did, or we're not getting, you know, maybe with Farmers, we're not getting claims processed as quickly as we could be, or we're not getting this done or that done, or I don't know what the myriad of things are. But I'm sure if I was to sit down with the CEO and discuss, why are you doing this? I would get an answer back as to why. And it would most likely be, you know, John, because we're just not as productive as we once were. Now, here's the problem. The previous CEO said they were. That's what the employees are mad about. Now, in that particular case, I can kind of side with the employees a little bit because the last guy said, hey, we're just fine with you guys working remotely. We're just as productive as we always were. Well, keep in mind, in his defense, sometimes data lags, especially in big companies. There's an old saying, The bigger the ship, the longer it takes to turn it around. The bigger the company, the longer it takes for some of this data to sort of flow back through until you really know what the real answers are. So I'm not saying the first guy lied, because maybe he didn't. Maybe in his mind, he thought, you know what, we're doing just as well as we once were. The new guy comes in and really starts looking at the data and, oh, maybe it's not as good as a good of a picture as what the last guy painted. I can see where the employees are mad because one guy says one thing, the new guy comes in and says something different. I don't want to be the new guy, by the way. This guy's he's got a tough row ahead. He's in for it because he's now making changes no one likes. There's an uproar. So we've talked about this. Andy and I have. They're not the only company, by the way, doing this. There are a lot of companies that are looking at this whole remote work thing, from literally Lyft to Walt Disney to you name it. There is a lot of companies saying, wait a minute, time out. You guys got to get back in the office. This isn't panning out. And it is exactly what Andy and I said would happen. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, my good friend. Speaking of insurance, by the way, no, it's not Farmers. It's American National, which, by the way, I like better. Why? Because I get a rebate on my policy from American National Insurance. Ask Paul how that works. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Hello, small business owners. Are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC, tax credit that can save you up to $26,000 per employee? Jorns & Associates is here to help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least 5 W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Jorns & Associates, a real CPA firm specializing in ERC, has helped over 10,000 businesses file for their ERC refund. Each ERC return is signed off by a CPA and comes with $1 million in errors and omissions insurance per claim. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC. In fact, 95% of Jorns & Associates clients were initially told they don't qualify, but they did. Watch our informational video that explains the program in detail, and if you think you qualify, call us to discuss your eligibility. It makes sense to let a CPA firm with several hundred employees that specializes in ERC look at your business and determine if you're eligible. Plus, Jorns & Associates is actively looking for agents who are interested in part-time income offering this program to local businesses. Our firm pays advanced commissions on ERC. Don't miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Jorns & Associates now and claim your ERC tax credit. That's Jorns & Associates at www.jornscpa.com. Offer valid for a limited time only.
Michael Bailey Law, he's our mobile estate planner. Find him at klzradio.com or call direct 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey would never write a will for a compromised person because he has an obligation to protect his clients. Depending on the emergency, Michael's ethical responsibility as a counselor at law may prevent him from creating a last-minute estate plan because you can't always make rational decisions under pressure, or even have the ability to make decisions at the end. Plan ahead. Give yourself the time to clearly and calmly establish your final wishes. Call KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner now, before the situation becomes problematic. 720-730-7274. 720-730-7274.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers, all of your used car needs, I should say, in one place. And they really specialize in that $10,000 to $25,000 range. But if you want to trade down, they can help you with that as well. 303-442-4141 or RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio's sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Live and local, back to Rush to Reason.
We are back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Joe from Jersey, what's up, sir?
John, just a couple of comments on working from home versus working in person. You know, there are some jobs, like if your job is just keep punching accounts payable invoices, and that's all you do, you sit at a computer and you just keep punch, fine, do that
right,
from home.
Right.
In fact, I had a little fender bender, and my insurance claims adjuster, you know, he handled my claim. He says, oh, yeah, I work from home, you know.
And by the way, that's kind of always been that way, Joe, for a lot of those guys. A lot of them have worked from home.
Right. They're individual performers. They're not part of a collaborative team. Now, conversely, when I was at Carrier, I was responsible for engineering, marketing, production, manufacturing. John, you wouldn't believe how much stuff we got done over lunch. We'd all go
right
to the cafeteria.
Good point.
Oh, hey, there's Frank from manufacturing. Hey, Frank, come on over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we hammered out stuff
true
over lunch.
Good point.
And you can read books on the benefits of open office design. So when you have an interdependent team, think of your team as an organism.
Yep, great point.
And they'll tell you, don't put up walls, you know, because then you wind up doing emails and, you know, and inter-office letters. No, you want an open office so people are bumping into each other in the coffee room. They're bumping into each other at the cafeteria. They're walking by each other's open cubicle. And it's been my responsibility over the years to set up, well, three or four different new offices, literally, you know, offices are removed, an office from this location to that location. I had to move 50 people from one building to another building 6 miles away. And I read all the books on the benefits of open office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about fostering organic communication.
Joe, it's why I've said for years, and I still believe this now, it doesn't mean that a single owner operator car repair place can't fix your car, because there's a lot of those guys out there that are really good. But I will tell you that in general, when you take your vehicle to a larger facility like a Stream Auto Repair, where they've got, you know, 12 bays, 7-8 technicians, the collaborative effort when it comes to even fixing a car, especially a problem car where other people maybe have tried to fix it and couldn't, to your point, that collaborative effort that goes on in regards to getting your car fixed even happens in that particular arena, which wouldn't happen in a 1 or 2 bay facility.
Yeah, and again, the key is when collaboration adds value. And again, there are some jobs like being an auto adjuster. There's no benefit to
that's
collaboration.
Right. That's right.
By the way, I hold a couple of U.S. patents. I got the idea from one of my patents over a tuna sandwich in the cafeteria.
Wow. Wow.
So,
cool.
So again, I think it's dependent upon the type of business. And if your business is...
And to your point, there's very few of them. Yeah, there may be even some subsets of that business that you could do this way. But by and large, Joe, most businesses are going to need to have you there, at least in this case with Farmers, 3 days a week.
Yep. Collaborate in 3 days a week. Yeah, can you do work from home 2 days work? Yeah, probably, because, you know,
right.
My job, I frequently had to go out of town customer visit. So was I in the office 5 days a week? No,
right. Because
I would be out of town overnight.
Right.
But I was there 3 days a week, and my team would know, hey, Joe's going to be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Let's grab him when he walks through the door.
Great point. Joe, that's good. I appreciate that very much. Thank you for that as well. Have a great evening, by the way. And Joe's birthday was yesterday. So, Joe, if you're listening, happy birthday. I know I said that on Facebook, but thank you. And thanks for all that you do for us here as well. You always have really great input into what we're talking about. Dave from Roof Max of Colorado wants to help you with all of your roof needs. If you've been through one of these storms and you've got damage, he can help you with that. He can even do a full roof replacement or extend the life of your current roof. Find him at RushToReason.com.
Summer hailstorms have returned with a bang, leaving roofs across the Front Range in need of repair or replacement. You need to know what options will be best for your home.
Here at Roof Savers Colorado, we pride ourselves in helping homeowners maintain their roofs through hail or shine. We work with any insurance company to get your damaged roof the replacement it needs. However, if you are looking to get more life out of your current roof, we also offer a 100% plant-based rejuvenation treatment that gives new roof performance without all the new roof costs.
With over 20 plus years of roofing experience, we believe in helping you determine the right solution for your situation and through every season. If you think your roof has been a victim of hail, contact us to set up your free inspection and receive an honest evaluation about the condition of your roof.
Call today at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to keep a durable roof over your head.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. That's about it for this second hour. We do have another full hour coming your way. Chris Shemelinski, who's been with us many times. He is from Numbers USA. He'll be joining me here at the 5 o'clock mark and then so on. He's going to be joining us at 5:30, and I have a lot to cover with Scott when it comes to just different things going on, not only in the markets, but where does he see things headed as far as, you know, interest rates and all these different things that are happening, the housing market and so on. We're going to talk about really initially home building stocks and some things along those lines. So, and then I've got another article I want to talk about when it comes to inflation when we come back here in the 5 o'clock hour as well. But Chris Shemelinski will be joining us here in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Again, if you ever miss anything we talk about throughout our program, go right to the website, rushtoreason.com. You can find out all of the information there, all of our previous episodes. Today's episode will be up a little later tonight. So you name it, it's all there, rushtoreason.com. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.